right. Let's see here. If you missed this yesterday, we're going to go to Bites 11 and 12 here. If you missed it yesterday, I want you to hear these complaints from illegals. Food's no good. The lodging's no good. New York is racist. All these are people that came to our country illegally, don't speak the language, have to have interpreters to complain about the conditions. Oh, they want different food. You moved here from Africa. If you wanted the food from your home country, stay home. What, you want to come here and have a custom menu? A posh bed? Really? If you wanted those things, you could have stayed home. Could have stayed home. Bite 11, listen to this.
But at the shelter, the food, my kids cannot eat the food at the shelter. And on Ramadan time, we couldn't eat because when you come back for on the breaks, the food is no good at all.
And
they give us 2 months to stay at the shelter, and then you have to go out again with your luggages and the kids and find another place. It's very difficult.
And
also, I have a kid that is like 18 to 19. Until now, he doesn't have no school.
Oh, gosh.
So please help.
Doesn't have this. You could have stayed home. At what point in that conversation, where am I wrong? You come here illegally. You spend all kinds of money to bust over the border to come in here illegally to get all sorts of free stuff, and then you complain about the free stuff given to you by the good people of the United States of America. And then complain and whine about it. Oh, but it gets worse. Here's the next part. Listen.
This is unacceptable. This is shameful time in New York history. This city is not friendly for all people. It is anti-African and xenophobic. Cette ville n'est pas du tout accueillante pour les Africains. Elle est raciste et xénophobe. Et on doit le dire. We came to share this testimony to let you all know in this council you all are responsible for this pain and suffering that will affect us for generations to come. But you also can change this for better. C'est l'hôpital qui se moque de la charité. New York City should at least live up to the standard it projects to the world, instead of the mediocrity he has shown our community. Africans deserve dignity and respect. We are not animals. This country has a habit to...
We need dignity and respect.
You have a habit to receive all over immigrants, all over community. Why is it going to be done only to the African? It's because it's an embedded protocol of racism and xenophobia in this city.
Xenophobic.
And I
all
want
right,
all my fellow Africans to know.
Xenophobic. We let you in here. We, being the Biden administration, let you come in. Didn't hold you accountable for breaking the law. Gave you an airline ticket or a bus ticket, whatever it might be. There you go. And you're here. What an ingrateful POS. What an ingrateful, selfish POS. You came here illegally and you demand better. America needs to pay more for me. Really? Do I? Apparently. Couple of things. Now, are you ready to improve your health and your well-being? Are you ready to take control of your life? Are you ready to finally lose the weight and just feel better? Well, if you are, then it's time to contact My Pure Health Solutions. MyPureHealth Solutions has helped thousands of people to shed the pounds and the problems that go along with being too heavy for too long. MyPureHealth builds a custom plan for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's the one size that fits you. So if you're ready to look in the mirror again and feel good about yourself again, then it's time to take a closer look. You have nothing to lose but the weight you don't want. Go to GruberHealth.com and schedule your free consultation. GruberHealth.com. For your chance to feel better, go to GruberHealth.com right now and find out how you can feel better. That's right, GruberHealth.com. Let's see here. I have all these great partners, and I like to make sure they all get mentioned here. In Primus, we talked about that, didn't we? Yes, we did. And let's see. Birch Gold. Have we talked about Birch Gold today? Have you seen the price of gold? Have you seen the price of gold? Let's see here. Where are we? $2,378 an ounce. Do you realize that if you had bought it back in the fall of 2022, 18 months ago, gold was what, $1,650? Gold was $1,650 18 months ago. And now it's went to 2,400, right? So that's $750 an ounce that it's gone up in 18 months. $750 an ounce. Pretty remarkable, isn't it? You should text Gruber to 989898. Get information from Birch Gold to find out what's going to happen next. If you had some gold that went up 40%, 50% almost, but 40% for sure, you'd be pretty happy about that, wouldn't you? Go to Birch Gold, text Gruber to 989898, and you can find out more. Pretty remarkable. It is just remarkable. Up $750 since what? The fall of 2022. We've got sports after the break. Don't go anywhere. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.